What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You admire them from afar, the way I admired Mike Tomlin. 248-539-9797. You're not a fan of the team. You just think, that guy, whether it's a coach, a player, could be a general manager. Who do you have like that sports crush on where you're like, that guy's awesome? 248-539-9797. Danny in St. Clair Shores, you're on 97.1. Hi, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to talk to you guys.
How you doing, sir?
Good. I kind of stole my thunder. I got a player and a coach. Definitely John Cooper. What he does for Tampa year in and year out. You know, you listen to podcasts, read articles. He just seems like an all-around great guy. And just his teams are always great. And then player, just I always find myself checking Denver Nuggets box scores. I mean, what the Joker does is phenomenal. The guy's a walking triple-double. He can pass like Sabonis back in the day. He's just special. I don't catch a lot of Nuggets games. They're on a little too late for my taste. But I'll wake up and I check Nuggets box scores just to see his stats.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player, and one of the best things about it is that he is probably the highest ratio of doesn't look like a player to being an absolute baller of all time.
Couldn't have said it any better. Appreciate you guys. Keep being great.
It's funny, I was listening to a Ryan Russillo podcast, and I can't remember who was talking to, somebody with the Nuggets, and they said there was a lot of selling that had to be done based on how unathletic he looked.
Right.
Like they were like, the guy just makes plays. Yeah, but look at him. Yeah, but watch him play.
Yeah, but
look at him.
Yeah, well, he just scored 40.
Yeah.
Had 12 assists and 18 rebounds. What are you doing? Yeah, but look at him.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Mike Tomlin is Sean Payton. Just consistent winning. That's from Scott. From Ben and Macomb Township, Jalen Hurts questionably lost his starting job at Alabama. Never said a word. Glad he was on a Super Bowl winner. Class act.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that just wins, just gets it done. And yet this is a season that Philadelphia fans are like, what the hell happened there? And then they fire the offensive coordinator again.
Mm-hmm.
So see if he bounces back. But he's had that kind of career. Just kept proving himself.
Let's go to Matt next on 97.1. Hello, Matt.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Good. Again, I got two quick ones and then two that I want to mention, but I'm not going to because somebody's going to take them for sure. But two coaches, both Michigan State guys, and these are guys I wish ill on their teams. There's not no affiliation. I'm a Michigan fan. Can't stand Spartans, but D'Antonio and Izzo, I mean, put aside how D'Antonio left the program at State, you look at those guys and there's a long list of coaches you wish you had that were like those two, right? So
they have, I mean, the best football and basketball coach in school history.
Yep. And then for nostalgia's sake, because of the week that it is with Fedorov, man, Joe Sakic. I mean, when the Avalanche, I don't think I've ever, other than Ohio State, I don't think I've ever hated a team more than that Avalanche team right there. And like,
but you can't hate Sakic.
No, he never seemed like he fit with that group. And I think I heard something on one of the documentaries where Red Wings were like, you don't mess with 19. Like, yeah. Do whatever you want to whoever you want over there. But 19 is safe. Like, he was like the other Iserman. Like,
yeah, podcast it was. I saw it on that. I think it was they were talking about Sean Avery when he was with the Red Wings. And Sean Avery was talking smack to Joe Sakic all the time. And I forget if it was Steve Iserman or somebody else on the Red Wings that took Avery aside and said, shut up. You leave Sakic alone, and because he's that well respected, he was that kind of guy. You know?
You got nothing but respect for this out of towner, no affiliation with the team. For me, that guy was Mike Tomlin for years and years and years. He steps down as a Steelers head coach. Now reports that he's not interested in coaching at least for a while. He's going to be out of the game. Wants to spend time with family. Good for him. You do you. But man, I had a ton of respect for him. Mark writes in. Justin Jefferson is my guy. I love that guy.
Yeah, I agree. He's great.
Those Netflix documentaries, Receiver, made me really like Devontae Adams and Justin Jefferson more than I ever expected I would.
Yeah, when the guy said sack, it started to get me thinking. The other one I really like was Ray Bourque. Huge Ray Bourque fan.
Brian in house says, for me, it's Sidney Crosby. Yeah, hot take from a Detroit fan, I know, but he's the standard in the NHL for class and how you're supposed to do everything. As he's gotten older, he's become great with the media. He does more for the Pittsburgh community than any of us will ever know. Sid is the standard bearer.
He's great and continues to be great, and playing in an era where there aren't enforcers that are out there to protect you. Throughout his entire career, he's basically played in the enforcerless era, and teams have taken advantage of him, and he just continues to get out there and put up more than a point per game throughout his career. He's had to miss a lot of time because of that, because he's gotten concussed. But, I mean, tell me this. Would you not want to have Sidney Crosby on this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard for me to shake the Red Wings standing at center ice while they continue to celebrate and celebrate and celebrate, and eventually the Red Wings giving up. I did not like that.
Waiting in line at the Joe.
And I don't know the degree of culpability that falls on the captain there and Sidney Crosby, but it felt like it was a long time they made the Red Wings stand there in what had to be a bitter moment for the Red Wings. And they tried to do the right thing, the thing that everybody does. And Pittsburgh just continued to celebrate and celebrate down in that corner. And I was like, I didn't blame the Red Wings for giving up. Paul Maurice, coach of the Florida Panthers. He'll make you want to run through a wall for him. That's from Oliver in a car.
Yep, another good one.
I have the utmost respect for the job Sam Presti has done and continues to do in a small market, in small market OKC. That's from Chuck. Yep. Oklahoma City went through a stretch where they were just purging and purging and purging, then drafting and trading very well. And the next thing you know, they got, as a caller said earlier, 30,000 first round picks. And a talented young roster good enough to win it all. They have really built it the right way. Unnamed texter, I'm a lifelong U of M fan, but a nothing respect for Izzo. Lane Kiffin, he's willing to do what's best for him. That's from an unnamed.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter. Well, he is that.
He might be the exact opposite of what you're looking at. Is he a little selfish?
I mean,
I mean, that's what he said in the text, right?
Yeah. And he has respect
exactly
for
what
him.
He said. Yeah, he respected that.
I don't know if I respect that.
Well, he didn't say for you to respect him.
These are facts.
Yep. Well, different set of standards there, I guess.
Is that a selfish guy saying, I like that guy, he's selfish?
I know.
Like, he's a real ass. I like him. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Well,
he looks out for numero uno.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't care who he steps on and who he ruins along the way. Yeah, I don't know that I would put in Lane Kiffin anywhere near this list for me. 248-539-9797. Guys you've admired from afar. Who would you put on that list? In the meantime, we await news on the Detroit Lions and their offensive coordinator situation. Dan Campbell said it was the first thing he had to take care of. It is a lot of interviews going on this week. Mike McDaniel in Tennessee today after being in Detroit yesterday. We cross our fingers, but when another job comes open yesterday, do you think the Ravens have any regret moving on from John Harbaugh, considering the fact that Tomlin stepped down, and is that like the biggest nemesis for the Ravens in that division? You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. And again, I think both situations are real similar. One team decided to fire the coach, and the other team had the coach just walk away. And in both situations, I think maybe they just got stale. I'm more surprised with the Ravens firing John Harbaugh than I am, I guess, that Tomlin's going to walk away. Tomlin was in a hot seat, it seemed like, and they just weren't going anywhere with what they had. They're going to have to totally retool at quarterback because Aaron Rodgers is not the answer, and I did think they got a lot of pieces they got to figure out in that team. Whereas Baltimore, it's just like, hey, that's a really good team. They missed a field goal that would have put them into the playoffs. And I think Baltimore-Houston game would have been a lot more interesting than a Pittsburgh-Houston game. But nonetheless, both coaches are gone. Do I think that they regret that? I think they may just regret that they fired him to begin with because he's a heck of a coach.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never go back. You don't go back, but when you fire your guy and everybody else wants him, and then his biggest nemesis in the division steps down, you have to ask yourself, Now, the goal, I guess, isn't to win the division.
No, the goal is to
win the Super Bowl.
Exactly, but. And you got to find the next coach who's going to come in and be able to motivate the players, motivate that team to go above and beyond where they've been. You know, get over that hump. Why is it Lamar Jackson can't advance that team in the playoffs? It's not just on the quarterback, but I mean, the quarterback is the face of the team. He's an MVP caliber talent every single season. What do you do to get him over the hump? There's got to be somebody bringing in new energy because maybe the message, like I said, got old and stale with Harbaugh. You knew what you were getting year in and year out, but you know, if the team got a little lackadaisical with that and just relaxed on it, then time to move on.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls are coming up. In the meantime, Fun with Vegas Odds today at 1235 here on 97.1.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.